The NCAA, the organization that governs college sports, is not known as an organization that embraces change, but there were some significant moves toward reform at the group's convention over the weekend. One of them involves scholarships for athletes. The five major athletic conferences voted to increase the money devoted to those scholarships to fully cover the cost of attending college for athletes. Typically, an athlete scholarship doesn't pay that bill entirely. Brad Wolverton is a senior writer for the Chronicle of Higher Education. He covers the NCAA, and he's with us from Washington. Brad, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, explain this change in the amount of money that athletes are going to get for their scholarships.
Well, you know, it was a busy weekend for the NCAA and its biggest athletic departments, you know, people in the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac-12, and the Southeastern Conference. And so for the first time under this new autonomy structure in the NCAA, the schools in those five big conferences kind of took the reins in college sports. And, you know, they're the ones that have the most money. They've made all these billions of dollars from TV deals, and they're looking to do more things to help athletes. And one of the most important changes was that they've provided more scholarship assistance to players above and beyond the sort of the expenses, what they call the miscellaneous expenses, beyond the cost of books and tuition and so forth. So this is potentially going to lead to thousands of dollars more in the pockets of players. So that's the most significant change they made. They also made a change that will allow players to not be cut as easily for athletic purposes, like for athletic reasons. So if a player doesn't perform up to a coach's expectations, then they can't be cut from the team, essentially.
And the vote on the change to the scholarship money was, I believe, 79-1?
Absolutely, yeah. This was sort of a foregone conclusion because these five conferences had gotten together more than a year ago, and they said, you know, we really need to find ways to essentially fend off some of these big lawsuits that they're facing. And so the NCAA, and now you're seeing a lot more of these major conferences that face lawsuits over, you know, the distribution of money to athletes, the athletes' rights, you know, whether they have due process protections, whether their scholarships can be cut, what happens when, you know, they get injured. All these things were in question. And the schools didn't have really proper, you know, regulations in place to protect the players. So the Big Five conferences had made some moves to try to add more money for players, but some of those changes were rolled back because there are a lot of schools in Division I. There's 350 programs out there, and a lot of these schools can't afford to suddenly add $1 million to their bottom line every year. And so the Big Five conferences said, we need some autonomy here, and we need to take power over college sports so that we can fend off some of these legal challenges and we can get more players better benefits.
So it sounds like perhaps some of these schools just want to put forward this proposal so that they can avoid simply paying athletes a salary to play on their teams.
You know, that's a good way to put it. To colleges, this is still truly an amateur enterprise. And even though a lot of these lawsuits are arguing that it's not because of all the money that's sloshing around in college sports, the colleges are really trying at the, you know, especially at this highest level, to say this is something that is about education, and the benefits that we're going to provide are going to provide, you know, athletes with more scholarship assistance and, you know, money to come back and get your degree if you, for example, finished early and left for the pros. The things that they're interested in providing are not cash, cold hard cash in players' pockets.
What does it say to you that these five major conferences voted to change this and that it wasn't the NCAA as a whole? Is the NCAA losing some of its power to these five big conferences?
They don't think so. I mean, I think you see Mark Emmert still play a prominent role, but I do clearly see the five conferences, you know, kind of taking over in a way and making these rule changes in their best interests. And you see the powers spread out more to athletic directors and to conference commissioners, which still have lots of power. And also, the one thing that stood out to me this weekend at this convention was that the players themselves actually stood up to speak a lot. They got a, you know, they have 15 votes of the 80 votes that are in as part of this structure. So that's for the first time players actually had a vote, but they also spoke out and spoke out loudly in favor and sometimes against some of these proposals.
And when you say Mark Emmert, by the way, you're talking about the president of the NCAA. What did the players have to say?
The players were surprisingly mixed. Like, for example, on this proposal to, you know, whether colleges could cut their scholarships for athletic reasons, some players actually said, you know what, we don't mind if coaches have that power because we want, you know, the teams to have good chemistry. We don't, want kids to come in and have a guaranteed four-year scholarship and then to sort of slack off. They also really want to win. So they want to keep the best players on the field and on the teams as they can. So even though you would think that they would want always to have protections for their fellow players, in some cases they may actually not.
The conferences also voted on a new concussion safety policy. What is in that?
Lots of things are in that, and lots of things are in that that are in other things that we've seen, which are basically kind of suggestions for colleges. And so this doesn't have a lot of teeth, and one of the things that's absent from it is this ability to give medical professionals unchallengeable authority. So on the football field, when a kid gets hit and he's, you know, clearly, you know, staggering and you think maybe he has a concussion, who has the ability to put that kid back in the game or not? And in some cases, the coach has a lot of power. And we've done research that suggests that the athletic trainers and people in the medical positions feel that the coaches actually try to override them in some of these decisions. And it's because of what is absent in this new policy, those coaches will probably still have that kind of power. But what the policy also includes are just things to make sure that there are policies in place to protect players and that they're educated about the problems with concussions so that they do report concussions when they have them.
Is it enough?
I don't think it goes far enough, and I think there's a whole lot of work to do. And I think the NCAA's chief medical officer, Brian Hainline, even acknowledged that about this policy, that it's a good start, but that there's a lot more work to be done on this important issue.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Brad, and that is the late Penn State coach, Joe Paterno. The NCAA had taken away 111 Penn State wins as punishment for the Jerry Sandusky sex abuse scandal. Now the organization wants to restore those wins. What's going on there?
Well, there's a lawsuit by the state of Pennsylvania that basically asked that the money that the NCAA had fined Penn State, which was $60 million, be allowed to be spent in the state of Pennsylvania. But this lawsuit became essentially a referendum on the power the NCAA had over and the ability to come in and sanction Penn State so harshly. And essentially, if this had gone into the courtroom, they were afraid of what might have come out in terms of how much power they actually really had to make the change they did. There wasn't as much support for the harsh penalties, I believe, as they claimed there was.
Brad Wolverton, senior writer for the Chronicle of Higher Education, talking with us about the NCAA and its big convention over the weekend. Brad, thank you so much.
Thank you.